Good morning. It is a Monday morning, and that means Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief of the New York Daily News, joins us. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
With the issue of sexual harassment on the top of most people's minds these days, we now see in New York an accusation against former Assemblyman Sam Hoyt from Buffalo, and that has now reached to the governor's office.
Yeah, the accusation originally came probably about a month ago when Sam Hoyt suddenly resigned his role with the Empire State Development Corp. The woman said that he had sexually harassed her. She used to work for the state DMV. He worked for the governor at Empire State Development Corp. Said he sexually harassed her. They had a voluntary relationship that she wanted to break off, and he wouldn't allow it to happen. Now she filed a lawsuit over the weekend that not only reiterates that and adds some new details, some which contradict her previous stuff, but also she claims that the governor's office knew about it and did nothing about it. Obviously, a bad time given the attention on this, given the governor gearing up for re-election. The governor's office vehemently denies they did nothing. They say that she contacted them, that they had three investigations that were started within the administration, and that she didn't cooperate with some of them. They say they expect it to be dismissed. The woman says she wants to go forward with it.
From there to the exclusive you have in the paper today. Now, this has to do with New York City and the issue of housing.
There's been revelations of late that the New York City was failing to do required lead inspections in public housing. So now Jeff Klein, the head of the Senate Independent Democratic Conference, is again pushing his bill that would set up an independent monitor appointed by the governor to oversee the New York City Housing Authority, NYCHA. The bill has passed the Senate and has not gone anywhere in the Assembly. Klein feels that the time is right, given the new scandal, to push the bill again and hopefully get it done.
Well, I'll give you a name and you tell us what the subject is. Harry Wilson.
Harry Wilson, who is running for governor potentially, he and Brian Kolb, who's the Assembly Minority Leader, also considering a run for governor on the Republican side. The two of them traveled to Texas, not together, for a meeting of the Republican Governors Association. Kolb says he wanted to get out there and kind of meet people, meet governors, meet potential donors. Those close to Wilson say it's not a sign that he's definitely going to run, but he's a big-time donor. He's a millionaire businessman, and he was there in that capacity. But certainly, the fact that he was there raised eyebrows. Wilson, who's seen as the front runner for the Republican nomination, if he wants it, has said he'll decide within the next few weeks. He says the biggest thing right now is what kind of impact a potential race would have on his family. And that's the only thing apparently that's really holding him back at this point.
Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News, joins us on Mondays. From more, head to nydailynews.com. Ken, thank you.
Anytime. Be well.